listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Wrapping things up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So between, we went through all these answers, a lot of grades. I'd say the vast majority of grades for Ray Farmer have him in the B range. There are certainly some Fs out there as well, but the majority are in the B to B plus. There are some A's, some C's, and I got a couple D's as well. But I would say the average grade is going to come in right around, I'd say, a B, like a B, B minus, if you were to add it all up together, because the A's and F's pretty much offset each other, and there are more B's than any other letter on the grade sheet. So overall, it seems that people have a good feeling about them. So hopefully you
it's
can
always
keep...
just the schmoes that call in.
The schmoes. David on a cell has been patient. David, let's get to you before we have to wrap things up today. How you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good, man. Thank you for holding.
Well, that's okay. It's no problem. Listen, I just before I give you a take, I just want to tell you that I saw Otto Graham, Jim Brown, and Erich Barnes and Gene Hickerson, and I was there when Brian Sipe and the drive and Bernie Kosar. So I think I qualify as a pretty good long-term suffering Browns fan. And these days, although it's not scientific, I'm a driver for Uber. So it's really interesting that every male passenger that I have that wants to talk about sports, and inevitably, obviously, the Browns come up, I have asked every single one of them, just answer me this. Who do you think was responsible for the Johnny Manziel selection? Do you think it was Ray Farmer or do you think it was Jimmy Haslam? I have yet to have, and I know it's unscientific, but I've yet to have one male passenger say that they think that Ray Farmer made that decision. So, you know, when you look at perception as reality, there's a whole lot of people out there, at least from my perspective, that believe like I do that it was Jimmy Haslam that made that decision. So I don't know how you hold that against Ray Farmer, quite frankly.
Appreciate the call there. Let's go to Scott in Orlando. Scott, welcome to the show.
Hey, well, thank you. I just want to make a couple quick points. I know we're running quick. But I don't think you can give Farmer a grade yet because these guys have to develop in year two, and you got to see they showed promise in year one, but they got to develop. And my second point is when you fail on the quarterback, people are going to nitpick the rest of your draft. It doesn't matter that you're a first-year GM.
Good point.
I was a first-year business guy. Nobody cared that I was a rookie. If I didn't produce, I was out. So when you fail on that quarterback, they're going to nitpick the rest of the draft. If you get it right, they're not going to remember who you drafted fourth and fifth round. Thanks so much.
I think it's a very good point, Scott. Appreciate that. Appreciate it. Listen, good-spirited discussion today. See if the Browns make any moves over the weekend. I'll be off the rest. I'll be off next week taking a vacation. Matt Wilhelm will be in here. Gibbs will be holding it down. Perhaps we'll have some other people in here doing some CBD.
You never know who will pop in.
You just don't know
get
yet.
Those
the kid,
lungs saved up there.
The kid, you might be on full time next week, the kid. All right. Thanks to everybody for listening. Again, thanks to Legale's Bistro. Check them out in the heart of Tremont. They did a good stuff for us. Their website is legalesbistro.com. That's LIGALISBISTRO. Thanks for the great food from them. Thanks to all you for the calls. Thanks for all the tweets. Love the passion, as always, of the Dog Pound. And appreciate everybody being here. For the kid, for Jason Gibbs, for Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying stay tuned for the Golden Boys. And thanks for listening to us here on another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.